Welcome to 2 Minutes to Trust God. Our lesson is communion from Mark 14, 22-25. While they were eating, Jesus took bread, gave thanks, and broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take it, this is my body." Then he took the cup, gave thanks, and offered it to them, and they all drank from it. "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many," he said to them. "I tell you the truth, I will not drink again of the fruit of this vine until the day when I drink it anew in the kingdom of God." Oh my, how deep the Father's love for you, that he would send his Son to commune with mankind on earth and to establish a way you can commune with him through your life right now, that you may finally enter into heaven where you will commune with Jesus forever. As you think of communion, I pray you think of Jesus offering to you his broken body and his shed blood. He sat that night in a ceremony similar to a Jewish betrothal, when a man raised his glass of wine to commit his life to his bride. He makes a life commitment, offering himself to care for her as long as he lives. Jesus broke the bread and he raised the cup. Then he said, "This is for you. Grab hold of that and live in joy. His death is for your life if you but receive the cup and the bread from Jesus." Yes, when you take communion in church, you are literally taking hold of the elements that represent Jesus' body and blood. Consider this gratefully. The God of creation offers you his very essence so that you will be saved. Pause and consider how eternal it is to commune with Jesus, and be thankful.